You might want to stock up on your favorite pair of jeans or t-shirts while you can. A worldwide cotton shortage has caused prices to go through the roof. The fabric of our lives reached a record high last month at over $2 per pound, and analysts say the cost of cotton clothing might rise 10 to 20% as a result. Bad weather has destroyed crops in China, Pakistan, and India, and other suppliers, including U.S. cotton growers, aren't able to keep up with the demand. So how are clothing companies responding? Lawson Nickel is co-founder of All American Clothing Company, a Made in the USA, a company based in Arcanum, Ohio. Lawson, welcome.
Thank you, Robin.
And just give us an example. So how much more are you paying, for instance, for fabric for, khaki?
Well, denim has creeped up to just about 100% increase,
wow.
Almost double.
And do we understand, you mentioned denim, that American-made denim is completely sold out in the U.S.?
Well, what it is right now is it's spoken for. The larger companies in the world came to the United States because of the problems in the other four major countries in the world. And the cotton is generally purchased, even though it may or may not be out of the field yet. So it's fairly well spoken for, other than maybe a couple of pieces sitting in the corner of a mill somewhere.
Yeah, it's like a futures thing. Somebody's bought it even if it hasn't been picked yet. And I understand people like you bought more than you needed. Now, it's not hoarding, but you could see there was going to be a shortage, so people are even buying more than they normally would.
That's the case if you were on the ball watching the market and communicating well.
Well, same with the material. I mentioned khaki pants. You say that fabric has gone up 165% because of the cotton shortage. And by the way, there are companies who were perhaps getting their cotton products from China, Pakistan, where the shortage is. But you only use cotton that's been grown in the U.S. You have something called a traceability program. How does that work?
Traceability program is a way that we prove that we use all USA-made products. And when you get a pair of jeans from us, it's got a tag on it. That tag gives you a number that you can plug into the internet, and it will take you and show you exactly the farm that the cotton came from.
Oh, cool.
Or several farms if it's a blend of cotton.
Well, so how are farmers reacting to this? They've got this now worldwide demand, American farmers do, because they're still coming up with cotton. But many farmers long ago switched away from cotton. So are they switching back?
It's an interesting statistic, but back in about 1995, since that time, we've lost about 50% of the actual ground that cotton was grown on. In other words, it went to corn or beans or that type of thing. And to answer your question of how are the farmers doing now, the ones that stayed in the cotton business, based upon the supply and demand, the United States is the place where most countries are picking up the cotton that they can't get somewhere else now. And so farmers today are doing quite well in the cotton market.
Well, we understand that some are thinking of switching from beans and things like that, which could affect the food prices down the road. But meantime, people, retailers are expected to raise the prices. Have you had to raise your prices?
We will have to raise our prices. We're trying to stay in what we would consider to be a fair pricing. But in order to continue to stay in business, if you're buying just USA-made, you're going to see cotton grow by 100%, possibly 165%, perhaps even up to 200%, depending on what happens the rest of this year.
So we understand tank tops that were $21 last fall and other companies are going to $24. T-shirts that cost $33 are going to $37. So people are going to have to pay for that cotton. But we also understand some manufacturers are going to polyester or thinner material or smaller buttons. They're trying to cut corners. Are you going to have to do that?
Well, we're going to try to stay with cotton as much as we can. We do believe that we'll need to get into some different fibers and some polyesters, that type of thing. But it just economically doesn't make sense to pull away from cotton. So we're going to try and stay with it as long as the world will let us.
Lawson Nickel, co-founder of the All American Clothing Company. They're based in Arcanum, Ohio, and as many other clothing makers are, they're dealing with a worldwide cotton shortage. Lawson, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.